What's the name of that cottage?
The Nelsons.
As we like it. AZWELIKIT. That's what my dad wanted. Oh. And as Don knows, as you came in the driveway, there it was, as we like it.
Oh.
And many, many years later, when I came back for one of the reunions, went out and looked around, and the driveway was a little shorter. And when I told the gentleman about as we like it, and then as I mentioned last night to Vanessa, and Don knows very well, but behind this house, there's a little garage.
Yeah.
My dad was a carpenter when he grew up. Mm-hmm. He liked it a lot. And he loved motorboats.
Oh, yeah.
And he was building a motorboat in the little garage. And while he was building it, somebody in the park had a rifle and shot. And it came through and it hit him in the hand and killed. But in any case, I remember very well, I was about 4 years
old.
Oh, my
God. Well, the park wasn't a park at that point.
Oh, yes.
It was?
Sure.
Okay.
My dad's hand was bleeding. So he said, let's go down to the doctor. I remember running around here because in the summertime, we'd move out there for whatever it was, 3, 4, 5 months.
Do you know what years that was built?
Well, let's see. I was born in 1928. I remember growing up there, and so I suppose my dad must have built it just a few years after that.
Yeah.
Because when I was four years old, they were putting in the little walk around the, and there was a rake that was tipped up, and I was running, and I stepped on the rake, and my little toe was still deformed from that. No, my dad said, well, let's get in the car and go down and see.
Dr. Swenson?
No, wait, it was not he. It was the other gentleman across the street who had the big house on...
Not Elgin, he was a dentist.
McIntyre.
McIntyre.
Down in the basement, there was the First National Bank, is that right? Down in the basement were the barbers. And he, in the same level as the bank, was this gentleman's, this doctor's office. Very, very nice man. And I can't remember what his name was. But in any case, he's the one that we always went to. So I remember going in and crying. And he just stitched it up and said, well, you're going to be okay. And that was the end of it. And then all the time that I was growing up, we lived in the summertime there. And as Don knows, when I started to work as a lifeguard later on when I was in college in the summer, it was still there. It was only when however many years ago it was, when we had the Waseca for an hour or for a lifetime, the opportunity to visit with the person who was then living in the cottage. And they were very, very gracious, and I spent an hour or two just telling them about everything I could remember about that, and then I haven't been out there since.
Yeah, it could have been Olga Grant was...
And the Grant boy, what was his name? The young...
The son?
Son.
I don't know, but their dad owned the Grant Hotel.
Right. And the young Grant also played the trumpet. I was a trumpet player.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I remember very well when we did, as my dad did decide to buy the house. What's the address of the house up a block from you?
822 Third Avenue.
And then we didn't go out in the summertime.